You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Monday the 7th of October, and we're going to be taking in the racing from Pontefract, Tipperary, Windsor and Stratford in the afternoon before we head to Newcastle for an evening card. Seven races coming up from Newcastle, and you can join the team in the studio. Alex Dunn, Tom Morley and John Budden are going to be your team on Monday, going through the races, hopefully picking you some winners, and you'll hear commentaries on the races themselves as well. Of course, here on the podcast, my name is John Gibby, and Lord John Budden is with me right now. Hello, Lord Budden.
Hello to you, John. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you with us. We're recording this on Sunday afternoon, just about half an hour after this year's renewal of the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe at Longchamp. And, of course, it was Enable's bid for history. She was trying to win it for the third year in a row. And let's listen back now to what happened in the closing stages.
But Enable now goes on by a couple of lengths. Valkeist on the near side has come past Sotsasset to second, but it's Enable and Frankie Dettori. Valkeist is cutting him down. Enable from Valkeist. Valkeist comes through. Valkeist has denied Enable. Valkeist wins it from Enable second.
So Valkeist winning the arc and denying Enable her third win in the big race over at Longchamp this afternoon. John, first of all, well done, I suppose, because you put up Valkeist as your selection on William Hill Racing Radio.
Yes, I thought the Valkeist had got a really good chance for some while, simply because this particular horse trained by André Fabre very much likes Longchamp, also likes the softer ground which he was going to get. I thought Valkeist had run well against Enable and Crystal Ocean at Ascot last time, and I thought he'd be much better suited to Longchamp where he has won before. But John, with about two furlongs to go, he basically had a chance. Because at that moment Enable went to the front, and one felt with the attitude and the tenacious determination of the filly that Enable would in fact go ahead and win. And then all of a sudden Valkeist appeared on the outside, very important placing I think come on the outside, and just showed a tremendous amount of momentum and speed inside the last furlong, and poor Enable was cut down. It was a tremendous race. Looking back on it, I always felt that Enable was hyped up to such an extent that there was a danger of going over the top. I think that basically happened. She also ran a bit free, didn't you think, in the early stages?
Yeah, I was looking at her early on. It kind of looked, not for all of the race, by any stretch of the imagination, but kind of for the first two or three furlongs, I kind of thought, oh, is Frankie 100% happy here? I didn't know she was in love with the ground. I know she's won on very soft ground in the past. Not literally very soft, the description, but as in soft or heavy ground in the past. So on paper that shouldn't have been an issue, but it kind of looked like she maybe wasn't enough with the ground and yeah, racing a little bit free as well. So the signs were maybe there in the early stages of the race. Then as they turned for home, she kind of was sent on by Frankie, and for a moment it kind of looked like it might all be over.
It did. And at that stage, I felt that Enable was definitely going to win. And it was a bit of a surprise that Valkeist came with a rattle down the outside to get his head in front inside the last furlong. And once he did, there was no question Valkeist was going to win. What of the others? Well, Japan ran quite well, I thought, and certainly wasn't disgraced in fourth place. Frankie apparently said that Magical, he thought, was the biggest danger to Enable. Now, Magical certainly ran very free and was disappointing.
Yeah, finished fifth in the end, but she's been beaten a long way by the leading contenders. That sort of group of four, Valkeist, Enable, Sotsasset, and Japan have finished quite a long way clear of the rest of the field.
Yes, and, you know, Enable ran very well, very creditably, but it was a tremendous task, in my view, to win, well, it obviously was, to win three arcs in a row, and we've seen it hasn't happened before, doubles plenty of them, but not three times, and it just proved too much, and, you know, Andre Farb has been in tremendous form recently with his horses, and Walgeist is very much a longchamp lover, and had run well in the race before, and there was no reason why at 16-1 a Walgo shouldn't go well, but I'm sad, very sad, because he did look as though Enable had every chance of creating history, and sadly it is not to be the case.
You mentioned just there that the horses have sort of gone for the hat trick in the past. This kind of reminded me of the arc from a few years ago, 2014, 2015, when an ever very classy mare, Trev, went for the hat trick. She was also sent off a short price favourite, and in the end it was Golden Horn, ironically for John Gosden and Frankie Dettori, who landed the spoils that day. Do you think it's ever going to be done? Is any horse ever going to win three arcs?
Well, I think it is a very, very difficult task, John. And Enable arrived here at Longchamp today with, you know, probably the brightest chance that there's ever been of creating history and making it three arcs to her name. And interestingly, you should say you felt that Frankie wasn't altogether happy in the early stages of the race, and that perhaps Enable didn't herself like the ground at Longchamp. But she made a great effort and was only beaten by a home horse who likes Longchamp.
Just thinking about, obviously, the future for Enable now, I think it's not been officially confirmed, but it's sort of understood that this is going to be her last season and that this could possibly have been her last race. I think there's an argument to make off the back of it that it simultaneously maybe makes it more or less likely that Connections might want to go for the Breeders' Cup following this performance. What would you do if she were yours?
Well, personally, I think I would retire Enable after this brave but unfortunately not successful action. She could go to the Breeders' Cup and at the end of what has been quite a long season, and she probably would do extremely well on the turf out there, but it's asking a big question, and Khalib Abdullah is very keen on the welfare of his horses. I would be slightly surprised if, in fact, Connections decided to go for the Breeders' Cup.
That was this year's Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, won by Walgeist for Andre Farb. Well done to the winning Connections. Well done, of course, if you back Walgeist as well, but not to be in Enable's bid for history as she tried to win the big race for a third year. Now we're going to turn our attention, John, to take a look at Monday's racing action. As usual, you've picked out two selections for us here on the podcast. Why don't you tell us about them?
Yes, well, we're going to go for the nursery to begin with in the 2:30, which is quite an interesting little race. Not a particularly large number of runners in it.
This is a Pontefract, we should say.
The Pontefract, yes, in the 2:30. And I thought that Alex James had a great chance in this particular race, trained by Ian Jardine. And Alex James has been in solid action for the last sort of months or so. And I fancy that she can be too good for three coins, a winner at Thirsk, and three coins will certainly make every effort to score. But I've watched Alex James in three races. First of all, on debut at Carlisle, when ridden by Master Gormley, and Alex James was well backed in the early stages of that race and finished the promising second, and after that came back to Carlisle and again ran well. Didn't have a great deal of luck at the second visit to Carlisle. Got hampered at the furlong marker, but ran on quite well to finish fifth in what's proved to be an extremely good race. Alex James then went last time to Chester, where the ground was pretty testing. In fact, it was heavy at the Rudai, and Alex James was not particularly well drawn, ran prominently and looked to have every chance turning for home, but unfortunately the gaps didn't come at a crucial moment. She was actually hampered rather badly. He was, I get the sex right, he was rather badly hampered in the last sort of couple of furlongs, but ran on quite well to finish third. It looks to me that Pontefract will suit Alex James, and I think he's got a great chance of winning that particular nursery at 2:30. Then in the 3:30, we have the opposite, a two-miler representing or remembering Bluff Cove, who was a great Pontefract specialist over 2 miles. And this has got a small field, but one or two specialists at the distance, two in particular, one slightly younger than the other, Forewarning, who represents Julia Brooke, Henry Brooke's mother, and she's having quite a good run with her horses. Forewarning was favourite to run over a similar trip at Pontefract last time out, but found an old favourite just too good, a Rubenesque, who went on to win again at Newcastle on the Tapita last time out, proved too strong from the front, and Forewarning was second. Wasn't disgraced, has got every chance here. But the selection will be Becky the Thatcher, who has been in really tremendous form in this sort of race, and Mickey Hammond has a very good record at Pontefract over 2 miles, and Becky the Thatcher has shown excellent stamina, and I think has a great chance of winning again at Pontefract.
Becky the Thatcher then in the 3:30. That's one of their mile and a quarter Pontefract Stayers races. It's coming up as part of their card on Monday. You can hear that and the rest of the day's action on William Hill Racing Radio. Tipperary, Windsor, Stratford and Newcastle would also be heading to those tracks. So do join the team in the studio. Alex Dunn, Lord Bunny, you've just been hearing from. Tom Morley will be alongside them as well. That's going to be getting underway at 1:50 p.m. So tune in from then. Join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. And John, thanks for being with us today.
No, thank you very much, John. Great to be here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.